While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Marlis Schneider sat down with her husband Jim Schneider to discuss the beginnings of NPR and how it changed the radio landscape at KUAC.
KUAC moved from the top of Constitution Hall on the university campus and moved into a new facility that had been created in the basement of the Fine Arts Complex. And I do mean in the basement, underground, no windows, but a lot more office space than we had had before. And about that time, the ATS-1 satellite had way lived beyond its usage date. I think we may also have used that, at least for a brief period, to get our first live broadcast from NPR. NPR had just started up, and of course we were one of the founding stations, as it were. And here we were with this 3 kilohertz bandwidth, which means you're not really hearing a lot of the signal. And then after ATS-1 went away, I think we were getting it via landline from the Alaska Communications Service, ACS. And that, again, was less than a 5 kilohertz bandwidth. And then ultimately we got connected via the NPR satellite system, and that was a real treat the first time we turned it on in the studio, and we could hear the full All Things Considered theme. And so, wow, there's dinks in there that we'd never heard. We had never heard, you know, the fullness of the theme. And I set up the studio for the first symphony broadcast that we were able to pick up off the satellite system, and everybody came in and wanted to listen to that. It was great fun. A lot of the programming was just records out of the record library. It was predominantly classical music throughout the day. After that, NPR came along, and we started having all these marvelous programs from them to put on the air. We started doing a lot less local productions, like the children's programs. There wasn't a great demand for children's programs. The usage of radio was changing during that period, and it was no longer, even in Alaska, the main source of news and information, because television was coming along, and everybody wanted to do TV. But we had some great shows from NPR, not necessarily produced by NPR. Some of the ones that I particularly miss were the BBC comedies, like The Goon Show and Round the Horn. And then the NPR Playhouse stuff was great fun. But there was a real wide variety. We were becoming less and less dependent on just somebody sitting there and spinning records to fill the airtime. We had all these marvelous programs to put on the air. The drama stuff has gone away. Nobody seems to be interested in doing radio drama anymore. But news and information stuff has filled that vacancy, and I think done so very well.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.